you did start off with having an approach which gave your CR report was your CR section.
Yes.
And obviously you've evolved from there. Can you tell us the thinking around how you, what led you to change your mind about how you were tackling it, the factors that led you to do move towards the quarterly reporting, the more interactive side?
Well, I think, I'm a firm believer that CR reports are once a year document, and they're not really an ongoing dialogue with the users for them. Certainly where we wanted to get to with it was that every quarter we put out a trading update. Well, absolutely underpinning that trading update is our company values. So why on earth are we not talking about that as well? And so that was really key for me, is that absolutely we do live and breathe it. It's embedded into this business. And we really wanted to start talking about that. So that's, whilst they're not true reports, they are updating people on our activity around corporate responsibility. And I think more generally that's what we're trying to do with the website. Our report now is a little A6 document, and that's what we put out into the public domain. And it doesn't really report on anything. It reviews the year and talks about achievements that we've done over the year. Because actually, we think that that's what people want to read. Actually, beyond that, those that are really interested, they can go onto the website and they can drill down to that level of detail that they want.
Yeah.
But generally, we want to get people, Paul, we talked before, the tip of the iceberg and an entry point coming in.
Now, you also have, interestingly, on your retail site, a CR section.
You do.
That will give its own challenges,
yeah.
Because you risk overlap, duplication, possible errors, and so on. But on the plus side, you have more traffic because you're teasing people.
Yeah, yeah.
So, have you thought about that, or is your thinking going around that about whether you how you seed teasers and get people on? Onto the site.
I think, let's just not look at that site in isolation. There's a number of ways that we can seed people and get people to the bulk of our information, which is held on our PLC site. It's a difficult one because ultimately we know from customers that they don't want distractions on what they're doing when they're shopping. So, our Sainsbury's.co.uk site, the retail site which you're talking about, is one that's primarily a shopping channel. And therefore, really, we have put forth an infrastructure that provides that and doesn't take people away from that. Obviously, there's people who will want to learn a little bit more, and there's that ability then to link to more information. But I think, that it's first and foremost a shopping site.
Actually, you want to keep them on the site while they're buying.
Absolutely, yeah. And for those that aren't, we want to, for those that are there for other reasons, we want them, obviously, to receive the information, but we want them to get as quickly as we can to the sites that actually hold what they're there looking for.
Yeah.
And I think that's the balancing one. Maybe we could look and see how we can improve that further. But I'd say similar on Facebook. Facebook we use, we seed ideas there and just talk briefly about our approach, similar on Twitter. And actually, for the further information, we're driving people to the PLC site.
And do you, on Facebook, do you actually cover the kind of key issues and initiatives?
Absolutely.
At the moment?
Yeah. Much more on a newsworthy point. So it'll be, our commitment to plant 2 million trees, for example, will go up there, or any future commitments around animal welfare, or the fact that we convened a conference with 1,000 farmers the other day. That's the sort.
So they're linked to events and company news releases.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Things that are of the time. So if it's relevant at that moment and we feel that, and often they're picked up by users anyway, so it's not us always generating it as well.
The Facebook group is very much about food and food inspiration, and people they can go there and have a recipe.
Very much product focused.
Yeah.
And the idea then is to tie your products in with your values, like Ben was talking about. Everything is underpinned by the 5 key values. So there will be something about freedom food chicken, for example, being on offer.
Yeah.
So you can tying those two things together to our audience on Facebook.
It's well, free from as well. There's a really interesting one there where we're able to communicate with a set community through that.
Yeah.
And actually those that then want to find out more will go off and find more information.